Welcome back live here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We talk Michigan Tech men's basketball as Coach Kevin Luke joins us here on Huskies Drive Time. The Michigan Tech basketball team coming in with a 12-4 overall record. Now in the GLIAC, they are 8-4 and a win over Wayne State, a big win, 52-50 on Thursday night. And just a really tough loss against Saginaw Valley State on Saturday afternoon, 71-69. Let's start with the good news, Coach. Congratulations on the win against a very good Wayne State team.
You know what, Dirk, thanks, and that was interesting because I didn't go back and look at the records, but I was thinking on Thursday night how many years, if it's ever happened, that we've had back-to-back wins at Wayne State. So, you know, again, credit goes to our guys for being prepared and ready to play, because both games were, just typical GLIAC on, road games for us, that where you got to grind, you got to hang in there. And, you know, lucky enough for us on Thursday night, we held off. You know, we were behind for most of the game, just, we turned it around. Both games are very similar, except we won the Wayne State game, we lost the Saginaw Valley game.
Seems like those Wayne State games always against those guys, the winner's in the 50s somewhere. And the winner this time just in the 50s at 52. And, it seemed like both teams really like to slug it out defensively, and it's always a physical game when you play it, and it seemed like the officials really let a lot of things go in that game.
You know, that's right, Wes, because I think you hit it. Both teams, concentrate on defense a lot, and we certainly, we certainly have our work cut out for us when we go and play on the road to a very athletic team like that, and that's you only score 52 points, you say, holy cow, you can't win many games, but that's a tribute to our offensive players. Armga hadn't scored in the first half at all, and ends up with 16 points, so he has a big half, and of course they if there's such a word as blanketed, the defenders blanketed Stelzer. It was unbelievable. I mean, he had scratches. He was bleeding again. And nothing done intentionally, but
right.
But he was a sore camper after the game.
Well, you got the win. Talk about that last play. It looked like, sounded like, according to the broadcast, they got a pretty good look on the potential game winner.
Yeah, after we watched the film, it was, we watched the last part of that film. It was a good look, but really what happened was they shot up a shot with 11 seconds, missed it. The rebound came out long. Of course, the score is still the same. It's 52-50. It came out long. The kid that had shot it originally thought, oh, my God, there's only a second left on the clock. So he heaves one up from about 6 feet behind the three-point line, and there's still 6 seconds on the clock.
And that one almost went in.
And no, that one didn't go in.
Well, almost did. Yeah.
Did hit the backboard, and there was only two players on the other side of the court. Luke Keller was in the middle, and one of their weak side guards was on the other side of the court. Of course, long shot, long rebound. It turns out that they get the rebound, and they call Luke for a tap foul, which was absolutely perfect because it gave us a chance to. They weren't in the bonus yet. It gave us a chance to set up our defense. They had the rebound with, we don't know what's going to happen. There's eight guys on the court. There's Luke Keller with a guard there on the left side of the court, and the official called a foul, which I don't know if it was good or wasn't a good foul, but it was a good call for us because it gave us a chance to set up our defense.
Right.
So they inbound the ball. We're in man-to-man switching everything. We had a great switch with Jordan Chartier on their big kid, but their big kid beating their three-man at 6'7", he just shot over the top of us. It was a three. It was a tough shot, but it did use both sides of the rim and fall off. So, we dodged what you could call a big bullet there.
Well, then you go to Saginaw Valley State, and it seems like we always draw the best out of the Cardinals for some reason. But they were able to get up on us, and we made the comeback, but just didn't have the plays at the end.
You know, it's interesting because we're still in the thought process of how we're handling that situation. Of course, the guys were, very, very upset and it hurt, and they still felt it yesterday, and I don't think that's necessarily a good thing, but the fact that they care so much is a great thing, but this one, I was talking to some of the guys, because it's good therapy for me after a situation like that. And you try to learn in those situations, and clearly it comes down to, you know, mental preparation in that situation. And I don't want to take anything away from Saginaw Valley, because they're young and they're trying to do things right, and they did on Saturday. But with that being said, you know, our guys are. I mean, we didn't shoot the basketball well. We had some very, very uncharacteristic turnovers, like we were colorblind almost, where we just threw it to them and they'd go down and score a layup. And you know, you take away, you know, if you, you we're just adding up situations. I mean, they with 1 minute, around 1:40 left on the clock. We're close to a shot clock violation. Kid turns around from about 6-8 feet behind the 3-point line and just heaves it up, and it's nothing but net. So, you know, I mean, there's 3 points right there. We had two or three miscommunications on switches in the first half where they made good, they got good clean looks because of our mistakes. We had a number of defensive assignments that we missed that you know they scored on, and you know credit goes to them for making the shots. But you know, I think our guys, if they had to do it, you know, had to do it over again, they'd like to play at 6 o'clock on Saturday to correct some of the errors we had and we couldn't.